Okay. So it's a little strange why we're doing in this avoda of the week after the week after Tisha B'Av. Why would we be speaking about Korach? But first of all, if you were following in Ve'aschanan like really closely, you would see there was a little bit of a hint to Korach to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we'll get back to that. Okay? And if you misunderstand anything that we're learning now, if you feel like what you heard is like so radical, so, you know, unbelievable, that like you don't know what to do with it afterwards, I'm here afterwards and we could discuss a little bit more one-on-one. But this is a very, very powerful idea. Okay? And there's going to be a lot of concepts that are going to come that if you're not so used to this type of Torah, then you might not understand that. Don't feel bad at all. This is not like it's a famous Gemara and, you know, whatever, and you're like, oh, famous. How come I never know the famous ones, right? It's not that. It's not that. Okay? I just, because, you know, it's a transient way of learning that it's not always the same chavra, I'm always trying to figure out what's a good piece, but I believe that everyone, no matter on what level they are, that there's an unbelievable nekuda here. Because we find ourselves yet again after Tisha B'Av without Mashiach. So that's painful. So let's start. So Kuf Mem Beis, so it goes Beparshas Korach. Okay? Yesh Tzadi Hei Psukim. There are 95 Psukim. Umesoro, and there's a Mesoro that at the end of every Parsha, there's a Simen given, that something that hinted to the same Gematria that's in the Pasuk. Oh, who's from Staten Island, right? Staten Island, right? So Rav David Feinstein, Zatzal, wrote like a little parish on every single one. That was one of his things that he did, Rav David Feinstein. Right? Yeah, they quote it all the time, right? So, V'yesh lomar hatam shenimser davka hasimin b'shem Daniel. Why was it... There's something to be said about the fact that it was Daniel that was given at the end of Korach. Av sheyesh gam shemos acherim maksum b'torah shehim gamkin b'minyan tzadihei. There are other names that have a gematria of tzadihei. I did not do the research. Amnam yaduah min divrei ha'ari ha'kadosh... Shekoyrach, and here it is. Here's the bomb. Koyrach iskavin. Anyone know what that Rashi tables are?
L'shem
Shemaya. Korach, when he stood up against Moshe, the Arizal says, his kavana was for emes. L'shem Shemaya. Ki la'asid lovo. Because we have a Kabbalah, we have a notion handed down that in the future you halavim kohanim, that levim are going to turn into kohanim. Strange. Kimoshe Kosov, the pasuk says v'hakohanim halavim b'nei tzadok. As pasuk, I think it's in Divrei Yamim, just off the top of my head, I'm not sure. Ki hakohen hu dargas hachesed v'halevi hu dargas haden. A Kohen is, now if you, the words chesed and din don't ring bells of like a much more deep concept. So just a regalachas. Let's very push it, say chesed would be an outpouring, going outside of one's boundaries, and din would be a contraction, a holding back. How are Kohanim an outpouring? Kohanim are the ones that spread bracha. They're the conduit for bracha coming in and then going to all of Klal Yisrael, right? Kohanim are the ones that you go to. Kohanim are the ones you go to get kapara. They help you bring the korban. They put their hands under your hand and help you lift up the korban. They bring, you know, those are the kohanim. The levim, however, the levim have very specific mishmaros. You have to be there. You have to stand there. You have to guard over here. You have to sing. You have to carry. You have to pick up. Levim are much more strict. You have an ir miklat that you stay in, right? And you learn there, and you makabel. It's a much more restricted thing. But we have this, and by the way, with that, the physical manifestation of that comes a spiritual personality to that, right? If you look, all the Salavetics were all levim. Lots of Tamidei Chachamim are levim. And sharp Tamidei Chacham. Tamid HaChacham, that like Reb Chaim Brisker was famous for his chakiras. A chakira is a identification of two separate categories within Torah, right? That's a din of that, and that's a din of that, right? The lumdus of it is putting things in its place. So there's a ruchni is behind the fact that Levim are can do these things. They're also way less Levim now than there are Kohanim, which shouldn't be. That the math doesn't make sense on that. Okay, Polk Chazi, go out and look. You realize you have Kohanim, and then are there any Levim? No Levi? Okay, fine. Yamod, Kohen, Bimkom, Levi. How could that be? The number should be 4 to 22,000 based on Chumash, right? But it's not. Okay, there's more to talk about on that area. Okay. L'asitehe ha'anhaga al-pi mahu hadavar. You guys know the famous idea that in the future the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai, who's much more strict. Why? Sham madregas adin. Because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally wanted to create the world. Now, what originally wanted means we could go very much more into depth. But just simple means lichatchila, working on din is better. Now, we want rachamim. You never want to have to, like, you always want, you know, lahavdil, the teacher, to be like, no, it's okay, we'll work with some extra credit. You know, like, it doesn't, you earn the whatever it is, we'll build it up, with class participation, right? That's rachamim. Din is, I'm sorry, you got a 72. You're getting a 72. It's a C minus, right? What, you don't deserve anything better. So which is better? Well, for good and evil, when things get treated with perfect din, then good gets good and evil gets evil. But if you're not black and white, and if you're someone who goes from side to side and is alive, and you have your ups and downs, you never want din. You never call for din. You want Hashem to judge us with din. We always try to get for rachm. However, in the future, there's no yitzhar, so we're going to be din. Now, what does all this have to do with it? Right? Korach ratza lekarev es hatikun. Korach wanted to bring the final finish to existence. Meaning, we ate from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, everything's been backwards and upside down. We're waiting for Mashiach. We're just trying to bring the end. Trying to fix our mistake. V'alkein ratza shiyeh ha-Levi Kohen Gadol. And he wanted the Levi himself, meaning what you saw in the Pesukim were a Levi saying, why can't I be a Kohen Gadol? V'amech kulam kadoshim. Everyone's kadosh. Right? Why is it that you're appointing your brother? And all the tainas that he had, okay? But really, behind the scenes, he was saying, I know Moshe Rabbeinu, my cousin, that I'm a Levi, and if I become a Kohen, meaning Amech Kulam Kedoshim, that everyone becomes Kohanim, that we're at a lower level, we can bring Mashiach, because that'll put us in the future place of Din. Ella. And he's coming from a right place, because we know that's going to be true. Ella. She'achla paga. He ate something that he wasn't supposed to eat. He touched the cookies before they were done cooking. How so? Shemihar esekets lifnei zmano. He tried to bring the end before its time. On the top of Kufnem Gimel, you see it? Hine Daniel remez besifro kama itim lekets hageula. You guys ever learned Sefer Daniel? Chances are not. Not because, you know, the vast majority of it's in Aramaic, but because it's extremely cryptic. Extremely cryptic. In Sefer Daniel is the answer to when Mashiach will come, except that it's completely hidden. Daniel is shown, because Daniel, again, is after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, before building the second Beis HaMikdash. So there are certain times that are discussed in Sefer Daniel. Hageula kemoshabia Rabbeinu Bachaya, like Rabbeinu Bachaya says in Shmos, sheish kama kitzim shel achishana. You guys know what achishana is? Yeah. Achishana is that there is an end time to when Mashiach will come after, you know, the 6,000. But then there's achishana. Then he could come early. He could come in the blink of an eye, right? You have these two things. Shabbos is going to be at, you know, 7 o'clock, or you could bring Shabbos early. Hayom Shekulo Shabbos is Yimosa Mashiach. So too, we could bring it. So Rabbeinu Bachai says there are predetermined times of like this bringing Mashiach early. Aval, Yesh Zman Echor Miyuchad Shel Be'ita. There is that final time of Be'ita that is going to be in its time no matter what. She'az b'chol ofen muchrachas ha'geula lavo v'hu keitz ha'pilaos asher Daniel ba'atzmo gam kein lo yadu. It's going to be the end, and a pella is a wonderment, a thing that's beyond our understanding, that even Daniel didn't know. V'sha'al l'malach, and then he asked the malach, this is in Sefer Daniel, ad masai keitz ha'pilaos, when is going to be the end of all this, the things we don't understand, v'anehu? And he answered him, Sisumim v'chasumim hadvarim ad es ketz. These things are locked away until the time of the end. Mesayim Daniel, and then Daniel says these famous words. Es sifro, Ashrei hamechake v'yagia. Fortunate is the one who waits and puts in his own.
Sefer Daniel, where it describes what life is going to look like before Mashiach, like things are going to be expensive.
Not entirely. Not entirely.
What does Mashiach talk about?
No, it's talking about Mashiach and Daniel. Shezeh ha'choyva ha'mutel es ha'Yisrael. What's our responsibility now? L'chakos, to wait. L'hamtin l'ketz, to wait for the end. Ha'mekava. The Ashrei Kol Chokei Allah. Fortunate is everyone who's waited for him. So Ve'im came Parshas Korach. So now remember, it was Daniel was the simon for this. So Parshas Korach Shecheto Haya Bezeh. His avera was in this idea. Shelohim Tin Lehigas Es HaKeitz. He didn't wait. He was impatient for waiting for Mashiach to come. Which, can you blame him? Can you blame him? Now, they were in the Midbar. It wasn't so terrible in the Midbar, right? But you know there have been times where people have tried to force Mashiach to come in history. Mm-hmm. You know these things. Okay, we'll talk about it in a second. V'ratz l'mehera lifnei zmana. Ba'al parsha zu b'simin shel Daniel. This parsha comes with Daniel. Asher mitzava b'sifro l'chakos. Where Daniel says, no, don't try to figure it out. Definitely not. And don't try to force it. You have to wait. Ad shetavu ha'isa mekava l'gula sena. Okay, now skip over to the parak that says Isa b'zoyar ha'kadosh. The paragraph, you see it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Isa b'zoyar ha'kadosh. The Zoyar ha'kadosh says one of the things that Korach argued about was Shabbos. Okay, you know the famous ones mentioned straight up by the Gemara, the Nigla, is that he argued on what? He argued on Tzitzis M'tcheles, right? He argued on Mezuzah, on a bias Mali Kula Svarim. Why would it need it, right? In a similar idea, he argued on Shabbos. What was his? Ha'inin hu. Hil eis ata seder habriya hu shiyeh sheshesh imeh masa v'achachach yom Shabbos. The way it is now is there's 6 days of regular and that one day Shabbos Kodesh. Korach ratza l'haktim esa oylam atikun. Korach wanted it, he wanted to already bring the final destination of this world, which is Shiyu av kol yimei achol Shabbos. Yoim shekulo Shabbos. Every single day is going to be Shabbos. Kimo shiyi ala asid lo v'yom shekulo Shabbos. Nimtza. Well, what comes from this, Shiratza levatal mailas yom ha-Shabbos. But what was going to end up coming is that there's a line in a particular dramatic art portrayal where if everyone is special, then nobody's special. It's an incredible thing of this art. Okay, v'havin. He's gonna be mivatal Shabbos. Ki ratzah shekol hayom yu Shabbos. V'chein al davar zeh ratzah levatal mailas Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you want to do? You want to say kulam of amech kulam kedoshim? Why Moshe? Are you greater? The amar ki kol ha'ila kudam kedoshim. But the truth is that is how it's going to be. I'm gonna show you guys something now. It's mamash gonna change your life. Ready? Get me a Sefer Yirmiyah, please. Sefer Yirmiyah. Remember this, Chevra. Sefer Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Aleph. No, nisht. Up there. Yeah. Okay, you could do that, or the Sefer Yirmiyah that's right next to it. Okay. It's all good. Just to hand it. We're on the clock. Okay. Sefer Jeremiah, as it were. Sefer Yirmiyahu. Okay, Yirmiyahu, Nebuch. What else did Yirmiyahu write? Not just Sefer Yirmiyah. We just read the Megillah that he wrote, right? He wrote Megillah Zeifa. Okay, so there is one parak where he's able to give us a little bit of hope. That's an unbelievable thing, okay? Okay, Hine Yamim Baim Ne'um Hashem. Behold, days are coming. V'charati es beis Yisrael v'es beis Yehuda bris chadasha. And I'm going to seal a new bris. A new bris. Lo kabris asher karti es avoysam b'yom hechaziki b'yadam lehotziyam eretz mitzrayim. Not the original bris. Not the first thing. Asher hema heferu es brisi. Honestly, they didn't even keep that so well. V'anochi ba'alti bam ne'um Hashem. And then I had to send against them. What's going to be the bris? Ki zoysa bris asher echros es beis Yisrael acharei hayamim haheim ne'um Hashem. What am I going to do? Listen to these words. V'nasati. V'nasati es toirasi bikir bam. I'm going to place my Torah inside of them. Libam echtavena. I'm going to write the Torah on their hearts. V'hayisi lahem l'elukim. V'hema yuli la'am. In the future, they're going to know Torah inherently. V'lo yilamdu od ish esrehu. That's what he quotes here. It's not going to be that you have to go and ask somebody, please, Rabbi, I don't understand this. There's going to be no Rebbe and no Talmud. There's going to be no hierarchy. Of Gedolim and then me and Amar, no. The Ish as Achiv Lemor Du as Hashem, all that it's gonna, and there's not gonna have to be one person who says to the other, come on, no God. Come on, there's so much more you could be doing, there's so much more Shabbos, whatever. No one's gonna have to inspire anyone else. Ki kulam yeduosi. Everyone's gonna know me, lemiktonom v'ad gedolim. From the smallest yid who thinks he's the lowest of the low, until the gedolim ne'um Hashem ki eslach la'avoinam lichatosam lo eskor od. Because I'm going to forgive everything. I'm not going to remember a thing. However, that is psukim and novi. Korach says ki amech kulam kedoshim. Why is there this hierarchy, Moshe Rabbeinu? Why can't I connect with the Rabbono Shel Olam? How come I can't be like that guy who's learning for 10 hours a day, 13, 16 hours a day? The guy who davens and it looks like the biggest ecstasy in the world when he davens, and I can't shut myself out of bed to say enough psukah de zimra to be yotze. How are these Rebbeim knowing all of these things and always and being perfect and their families are perfect? How am I going to be able to do these things? What's Korach saying? Moshe, why is there this inner club and this outer club? Why are there the Kohanim? Let the Levim be the Kohanim. Are you on Team Korach? So let me tell you, Chavra, my daughters and my son are descendants of Korach. Right? I've said it before. My daughters and my son are descendants of the Chozim Lublin, Zechus Yagen Aleinu. The Chozim Lublin said he himself, he used to always say, the Korach Zeda. Zeda. Why? Because Korach also saw in the future that he was going to have someone very powerful come from him, someone even maybe better than Moshe and Aaron. Moshe ve'Aaron bechoyanav. Shmuel Kore Shema. Moshe and Aaron, what the Gemara says, but Shmuel was Keneged Moshe and Aaron in certain acts of leadership and certain Limudim in Torah. Korach saw this Ruach HaKodesh. He saw this and he's like, if this is my Taina, if this is my Taina, ah, the Bala Nigun, what's the Nigun? If this is going to be, I love it here so much. If this is going to be, am I doing it for the right reason? I don't know. I'm fighting against Moshe Rabbeinu about godless. Maybe I'm doing it, you know, for the wrong reason. And Zok Ruach HaKodesh. But wait, my children end up being tzaddikim that are so great. Obviously, I'm on the right. I didn't see it. Clearly, that his sons are about to do a massive amount of tshuva as their mom is hanging on when the ground opens. So I always like to say, I like to be melamed zchus to Korach. The Gemara Menachos Chav Tesel and Beis, famous Gemara. See, I did it. It's Balgaiva. Iza b'shah she'ala Moshe l'marom, matzah ula kadosh baruch Yosef v'koser k'seirim lo'isios. When Moshe went up on Har Sinai, so he sees a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's sitting and tying the crowns to the osios, meaning the tops. V'amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, skipping part of the Gemara, he says, in the Gemara it says, Amar Moshe le Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbonu Shalom, mi ma'akev al yadcha, who's forcing you to do that? These little things on the letters. It's not the letter. The letter says the letter, right? What's with the little things on top? That doesn't say anything. Ah. So he says, and you and I have learned this Gemara many times, right? Kamadoros is Akash Baruch Hu. Adam Echad Asi Lihios Besov Kamadoros VaAkiva Ben Yosef Shemol SheAsi Lidrosh. I'll call coats veCoats Tilin Shalalachos. He's gonna learn on every thorn and every thorn mountains of halachos. Bikish Moshe Rabbeinu Liroso. Moshe says, "Wow, let me see him." You guys know this Gemara? Yeah, see, it is famous, right? Vehiru lo velo haya Moshe Rabbeinu yodea mahu omer, right? It's the biggest chizik for anyone ever in Shir. Like, I'm not understanding what Rav Tzavah is saying today. Wait, Moshe didn't understand what Rabbeinu was here. So we're in good company, right? Toshesh kocho, he felt weak because of it. Atshesh amashin yigil adavar echad v'amru lo tamidav Rabbi minayin lecha. Until Rabbi Yehiv got to something and one of the tamidim was like, Rabbi, where'd you get that from? V'amru lam halachal Moshe misinai. It's a lachal Moshe misinai v'nishav shadaito. And Moshe Rabbeinu was like, oh, okay, Baruch Hashem. Ad kan. V'nihine yesh lomar. Ready? Okay, so that's the Gemara. How on earth does that tie in here? Shekorach shahaya bal hasag gadol. Korach himself was a gadol. He possibly understood things that even Moshe didn't understand. Because Korach was on the level of Rabbi Akiva. Now, how do we know that? Because I'm trying to make the connection before he does. What do you know about Rabbi Akiva physically? What do you know about him? Anything? His appearance, anything? Okay. Shenikra Kireach. Kireach. What's Koreach? Bald. She'amar Benazai. That Benazai says in the Gemara in Bechoros, Kol Chacham Yisrael Domen Alayke Klipas Hashum. Every Chacham is like the, just that outside of the garlic, you know, the little papery outside of the garlic. Except for Domen Alayke Klipas Hashum Chutz Min HaKireach Hazah. Except for the bald one. Perish Rashi. She'Koreach Hainu Rabbi Akiva. This bald one is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was bald. What's pshat, Chara? Why, A, does it matter that they tell us that, Chazal? They don't tell us a single extra thing. What are they telling us about the fact that Rabbi Akiva was bald? What does baldness have to do? And by the way, Korach himself, we're going to see, to be reminded that he was upset about his baldness. Are you guys ready to learn the panemius, the inner workings of what it means to be bald? Spiritually, what's going on? Ready? Okay. Biyarnu v'parshas naso haya aleinu l'tova. That was when we were doing it. Shehu al davar she'amru tzadikim al habal or achayim hakadosh. You know the how many hakadosh is? Look at that. See, that's language that only you and I can speak. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, this is five, I think, machlokas. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, That tzaddikim say about, I think it's the Chidal that says it, about the Orach Chaim, he didn't have children. Why didn't he have children? Shelohaya lobanim, ki es kol koya haholada shebo, all of his koach to give life, he hichnes el toch chidusha besifra. The Orach Chaim's chidushim. And again, nowadays we all take it for granted, but when all the Orach Chaim came out with what the Orach Chaim came out with, Orach Chaim HaKadosh. That's in Mikros Gedolos. So much spiritual energy went into that that he couldn't have children, couldn't give life. Even when someone says, like, my chidushim are like my children, like that's what. Al davar zeh yesh lomar. So maybe there's something to say about Rabbi Akiva. B'Rabbi Akiva, shen lekach nishru mimenu sa'arosav. That's why his hair fell out. Ki es kol koyach sa'arosav. All the power of his hair. Now, again, we don't know what that means yet. We will. Hichnis bidrashos, he put into his drashos, what kind of drashos? Shel sa'aros ha'osios, to the hairs of the osios. Now people are going to say, totally, you know, that Shatnez Gates and other osios also have these coats and the serum of the osios. They're like hairs. Now, how are they like hairs? Hair is an extension of us, but it's not us. You can cut them off, and it doesn't hurt. It's the weirdest thing, right? But they're on the top. They enhance our look. They enhance our look, right? But it's still not the essence of us. Amar HaKasuv, that the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Kitsusot, Kotzosav Taltalim. Oh, Kivutzosav Taltalim. That's the way to pronounce it. Kivutzosav Taltalim. That his thorns were Taltalim, which means mountains, but here, it, like something beautiful. Shedarish Alkol Kotz V'Kotz Tile Halachos. You see, that Gemara was playing off of that pasuk. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva became bold because all of his koach to be able to teach the Torahs of hair. Now, what that means in down to our level, maybe we'll try to figure out. Hine Korach haya bebechinas kireach misa'aros. Korach too was bald. Kimo she'amru bezoyar kadosh. Like the Zohar says, shehisonim korach asha gilchu as alavim va'asu oso kireach. What was one of the complaints he had? His wife said to him, you look so bald. Why'd they make you bald? Aaron didn't have to become bald, only Levim had to become bald. Right? Zeb bechinas hasagas drashos hasa'arosh ala osios. But the truth is that this baldness, this is where Moshe Wolfson's tying everything together, this baldness was really that he, like Rabbi Akiva, was able to be masik things that were above the osios. Again, that was the one thing Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. He looked at the osios, he saw the Rebbeinu Shalom adding things, he says, what's going on here? Rebbeinu Shalom says, this is for the future, there's going to be one Yid who's going to be Dorish, these things that go above and beyond. V'alkein ratza levato mailas Moshe Rabbeinu, ki gadla hasagaso mimenu. And from that he wanted to be mevato Moshe Rabbeinu's godless, because he says, I know above the osios. I'm able to see above and beyond. Ra mashakasov betzlach. Okay, the tzlach tzion lanefesh chaya. Adavar gemara. So the gemara in brachos. Take the brachos b'china. So the gemara in brachos and chazayin amabez says, Rav tzoli shol shabbos ve'er shabbos. Rav, the halakha amor of Rav, he davened Shabbos, but it was still Erev Shabbos. Okay, follow on this. V'shalu Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. This is in a Gemara, by the way, whose context is being disrespectful to your rabbi. Shalu Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, mi badalt, have you separated, meaning have you stayed away from Malacha? Meaning you're davening Shal Shabbos, but does that mean that you've already, you know, been makdish the day, you're not doing malach anymore, no more muktzah, no more, right, it's not really malach, right, you're not doing malach anymore, mi badalt, but you see, that wasn't such a nice way to say it, amr le'in badilna, right, yes, I'm staying away from malacha, Velo amar lo mi badil mar, but you didn't say, did Rebbe do it? Right? You didn't speak in third person, in kavod to him. Mishum de tamar chaver haya, adkan. This is the Gemara. And why didn't he do it? Because, yeah, he was a Talmud, but he was a Talmud Chavar. Right? He was a Talmud, but Talmud Chavar, it's like a... The line is a little bit blurred. Okay, so Bir Hatzlach, this is what the Tzlach says, ready? The Be'emes, the way that Gemara portrays it, Meharoi she'af im Talmud Chavar hu, v'kol makom derech eretz hu lomar mi badil mar. Okay, so you're a Talmud Chavar, but you're still a Talmud, you should have said mi badil mar. So why didn't he do it? Ela she'ratza le'katzer kifi ha'efshar ki im yishma she'rav badil atzma mi malacha ratza mi'ad gamkin lehosiv mi'chol al-kodesh v'li badil mi malacha. Because he didn't want to add the extra syllable of Rav, because he wanted the answer so quickly, because if his Rebbe was going to had already accepted Shabbos, then he would have accepted Shabbos right away also. Meaning, that split second of saying Rav, then he would have accepted Shabbos also. Ubisriel Zrizuso, the Kabbal Shabbos, lo ratza laharach betevu miyuser shomar. He didn't want to say that extra word. Halkein amar, kach mi badalta, adkan the dvarm of the tzlach. Hare. So now it says, Ramosh Rolson, come back. Shibishvil hazrizus lekabal Shabbos, the yeser al kavod rov. Meaning that the desire to bring Shabbos in spiritually can sometimes overpower the kavod you can have for your Rav. Achinami. Al davar zeh b'korach sheratza lemahar b'chinu Shabbos. Korach that wanted to bring Shabbos, which is the time of Mashiach, shehi yom shekulu Shabbos. Im kin lo hibet al kavod rabo. He skipped over the kavod of Moshe. The Amal Chaluk al Moshe Rabbeinu, and he wanted to just say, "The Amar Ki Kol Aida Kulim Gadoshim Va'af Gam Zos Hu Masik Af Mashal Lo Hisig Mirosh Rabbeinu." And he could also see that he was being allowed to see things that even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't chap. But what was the mistake he made? So what did he do wrong? It's all right technically. Achtaos Achas Haisabo Kimoshe Kasa B'Sefer Be'er Ma'im Chaim, like the Chernovitzer says in the Sefer Kain B'Chidush Harim. So he kisha hakol barak al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. No, you can't have these chidushim to come up with these cheshbonos. It doesn't matter how deep you are and how much your understanding is great, how much you're able to look into a sefer and understand things that might not be understood. It doesn't matter. It has to still come through Moshe Rabbeinu. Something Rabbi Akiva did understand. Kemo Rabbi Akiva amar letalmidav. No. Minayin lecha amar lo halacha lemoshe misinai. Hakol ba rak al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Medrash, when it asks, Korach pikeach haya. Umitone ha'aron haya. Korach was a genius in learning, who he himself was one of the ones who carried the Aaron. Mara l'shtozeh. How could he have been so... whatever, to make this mistake. Yesh lomar b'yirusha, afilu im hisi korach hasago shalo niskal Moshe kama Rabbi Akiva, mikol makom hakol kocho shal Moshe b'bechinas ha'aron, asher aron nosa es nosav. No. Don't think that just because you figured out that you carry the aron, the truth is, the aron carries you. It's not a logical thing. Just because you figured out a chachma. The korach, he should have known this. But I already brought Devi HaRizal. Shekorach nirmas besofei tevos. You guys know this? This is a famous drasha. Tzadik ketamar yifrach. A tzadik, like a date tree, will sprout. Besofei tevos korach. Tzadik ketamar yifrach. Korach. Last letters are Korach. There's Arizal's famous thing. And by the way, Korach, who's kind of like almost buried like a seed in the ground, constantly saying, Moshe emes, asar asar emes, right? That was a cause of what mizmor is that line in? Tzadik, tzadik, atamar, yifrach, mizmor shir, leyoim ha, Shabbos. Shehu ha mizmor shel yom shekulo Shabbos lasid. She'az yiskayim v'yavo ha'eis asher ratza korach l'maher. He goes on to say that in this time, we're going to skip all the way to the end, and then we're going to go to the last piece that I wanted to tie in. He goes on to say that in this time, he says, in the time of Bein HaMatzarim, Kol Rodefeh Ka Hisigua Bein HaMatzarim, that there are dark times that you have to be able to accept that I'm not going to understand why this is happening. Okay, now that we understand, that's all background for the piece in Ve'eschanan, because Ve'eschanan always falls on the week of Shabbos Nachum. Let's go. We go to Ve'eschanan, and now if you'll understand why I took us through that whole thing, imagine learning this piece without having heard that first one, okay? What happens? Moshe Rabbeinu is davening, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, please let me into Eretz Yisrael, please let me go Shana Bet, right? Please let me go into Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally says, Rav Lecha, it's enough, Moshe, stop it. Now Rav Lecha is words that rung very, very familiar to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Because Amar Rabbi Levi, Berav Bisar, Berav, who did he say Rav Lecha to? To Korach Valdaso. Rav Lechem B'nei Levi, it's enough for you. Berav Bisru. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida Keneged Mida, use that Lashon. Rav Lecha Al Tosef Davar Eloi. Stop davening. Oi, it's painful. Right? V'nira. B'zeh B'ezres Hashem Yisparach Al Pi HaYidua. Ki muchan haya korach lios kohen gadol. Rak she'ach l'paga, ki adayin lo haya zman hatikon, v'haya tzarech l'hamtim. He says, I'm going to explain this based on the idea that we've discussed, which we know. He just didn't wait. V'chein yadua, she'im Moshe haya nichnas l'Eretz Yisrael. If Moshe would have entered into Eretz Yisrael, haya tekev zman tikun. It would have been, that's it. Moshe would have entered into Eretz Yisrael, that Moshe would have been Mashiach. It would have been the end. That would have been the final tikkun to the world. But what would have happened? V'hayu nidachem kol ha'neshamo sh'adayin lo hutaru v'azman lo haya mesugol v'tikkun v'chein lo nichnas. You see, behind the scenes, there are neshamos that haven't finished their job. You and I are down here right now, after many other times, trying to fix our final whatever. After all this other time, right? Like brought in Rav Tzadik HaKohen's Svarim, that the Dor HaMidbar was the Dor HaFlaga, or the Dor HaMabul. That they were really high neshamos that didn't reach their potential, and then they came again in the Midbar. And in the Midbar, they also didn't reach their potential. They had to die out. And says Rav Tzadok, in Achris Hayamim, until right before Mashiach, those same neshamos will come back down another time. But if Mashiach comes early, so to speak, before the time where everyone's able to fix their own things, then there will be neshamos left behind. If Moshe would have gone in, then all those neshamos wouldn't have been able to enter into whatever you want to say, Yemos Mashiach, Yom Shekul Shabbos, Olam Abba. You know, big machlokes between Rishonim as to what Olam Abba is. Most Rishonim say Olam Abba is Yemos Mashiach is going to be Shemayim and Arts becoming one, like the Ramban says. Zehu she'amar Moshe leKorach. But that's why Moshe said to Korach, Rav lecha. No, it's enough. We have Rav. We have Rav. Ki adayin lo bazman hatikun. Ve'ein chayachal yos kohen gadol. No, you can't bring this time where the Levim turn into Kohanim. Don't do this, Korach. We haven't finished. Stop trying to rush it. Zehu she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Rav lecha. Same back to you. She'adayin lo ba'az man ha'tikun ve'ein chayachal likanes l'Eretz Yisrael. You, Moshe, you want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly. But you should know. It's enough. Now, why is Rav lecha the lashon of it's not time for Mashiach yet? So Al Pi HaYadua, Meharav HaKadosh Ma'apt, the Heilige Ohr of Yisrael, Avram Yeshua Heshel Ma'apt, She'amar She'yuchu Lahavi Mashiach, he said famously, I can bring Mashiach. Rak She'yudchu Nishmos B'li Tikun, V'zeh Ein Rotze Adkan. He says, I could bring Mashiach, but if Mashiach comes right now, there are neshamos that haven't been fixed yet, and they will forever be unfixed.
Yishlomer shezeh haim machlokes Korach in Moshe shekorach lochash la nidachem.
In the end of the day, Korach, while he did say Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim, Va'amech Kulam Kedoshim, truth is, he wasn't really thinking about those that are still need help. Those that still need the tikkunim. Korach is trying to bring din, right? Because Levi is din. He's trying to say, enough, let's just do this. It's a chil Hashem every day that Mashiach hasn't come. Right? Dor shelo bana beis hamikdash b'yamav, kilu nechrav b'yamav. I'm sure someone said that at some point during Tisha B'Av. So he says, let's do it. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm the roa. I'm the shepherd. You may see that there's huge things going on, but like, these are all of my flock. And if one of my flock goes to the upper mountains, I'm going to chase it down. You just want it to happen fast. I'm still thinking about everyone. I may not understand things as deeply as you, says Moshe. The Adua, he's going to get a little Kabbalistic here. Shereish Peches, 288 Nitzotos Naflu. When Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, 288 spiritual sparks fell to the ground. If you're familiar with that, Matov Manoim. If you're not, then you should look into it. But how many of them were picked up? How many of these sparks were picked up in Mitzrayim? Do you guys know? 202. It's 288. We have 86 left for all of history until Mashiach comes. 202. That's how powerful Mitzrayim's gullus was. It was so backbreaking that it literally were able to take out. By the way, we were able to take out Erev Rav. The Erev Rav. Right? The mixed up Reish Beis, the 202. Huvru Reish Beis, Vinishar Pevav, Zesha Amar Lo Rav Lecha. That's why he says, Rav Lecha, you have too much. Sheish Rak Reish Beis, Ve'inu Mevater Al Hanosrim. This is what he was saying to Korach. Rav Lecha, you only have 202. There are still 86 massive sparks out there that aren't fixed. If we bring Mashiach now, they will remain forever unfixed. Rav Lecha. Only Rav Lecha. You only have 202. V'zeh Korin Achar Tisha B'Av. That's why we read V'eschanan after Tisha B'Av. The Tart Shelas Kala Kates V'anachnu Lo Noshanu. To answer the question of Rabbi Yishol Olam. Come on, has the end come? We still haven't been fixed. Hine Od Tisha B'Av Chalav Aleinu V'nosef Al Shnei Achurban. Another Tisha B'Av has come and passed, and we're at 55 years after the Chorban Bayis Sheni. What's the Nechama? The Nechama who shetov lechakos. Aki yigmar atikon. The truth is that, yeah, echakel and b'chol yom shiavo, but if the Rabbanu Shalom wants to keep it longer, it's for a reason. The reason it's this long and this painful is because there are things going on behind the scenes. Zen Nechama bekeflein. That's why it's a double Nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu. Sheha Yeshua hi Nechama. Yes, the Yeshua is a Nechama. U'meshach ha-galus gam kein Nechama. The fact that the galus is this long, I don't understand. It was 7 years between one and two. What's happening? Did he give up on us? No, the opposite. The fact that galus is so long should be a Nechama. It's v'nahafolchu, exactly of how you would think of this, right? You guys know what mitztamek v'yafelo is? In Hilchos Shabbos, in Bishul. Are you allowed to put something that's already cooked on, let's say, the blech, not directly on the fire, but on something where it could eventually cook?
Yeah.
If it's already cooked, ain't Bishul achar, Bishul. But what if it's going to make it even better? What if it's going to burn it, but like the good burn? Like the brisket end tip. Slow cook, but like the crisp, you know? Flame seared on the outside. Whatever good crisp there is, you know, the top of the kugel that's got like that goodness. Are you allowed to put that on the fire? Yes, mistamek v'yafalo is still allowed. But that's the lashon he's about to use. What's the nechama? That the Rabbeinu Shalom is keeping us on the fire even though we're done cooking. We're technically done, but he's doing a little bit of searing, a little bit of making us even the most geshmak, the perfect. such a good lashon. If you guys like really, gamkin lechama shehi mitzdamig viaflo shakol yu misukanim legula. Everything will be ready. Vezehu ki mala tzivaa. Dabru alev Yerushalayim. These are the words in Nachmu Ami in Yeshayahu, right? Dabru alev Yerushalayim ki mala tzivaa ki nirtza avona. Hashem. You guys know the song. What's kimalat tzivaa? Kilomar hakol misukanim ish lo nadar, because the army will be full. Kimalat tzivaa, the tzivos Hashem will be full. There'll be no soldier left behind. Doesn't matter how low you think you went. Kinirtza avona, your avera will have become wanted. Your averas will have been like special and beloved. Nirtza? Nirtza means beloved and wanted. Hakol ba'litikuna. Yes, everything wrong that you've ever done will not only just be forgiven, but it will be something that will be positive for you. Hakol ba'litikuna. Afilo avonos nirotzim b'bechinas tshuva me'ava. That even your averos will become tshuva me'ava. They'll be turned into blimenios. Sigim shemakovim al tshuva kazos, without anything that's holding back on this very difficult tshuva. L'chein lakta kifalayim b'chol chatasi. I've been hurt double over in all of my sins. Ki etzel yira ksiv le'elef dor. Why? Because when it comes to doing tshuva miyira, yeah, it could last for 1,000 dor. As ein ahavonos rak shagagos, but that's only if your tshuva is done from a place of yira. Meaning, if I try to fix myself because I'm scared I'm gonna be, I'm scared I'm gonna be punished. Aval me'ava, tshuva me'ava is la'apayim for 2,000. Zehu kiflayim. Yeah. Nasim zechuyos v'nirtza avona, gam ha'avonos l'ratzon. So too our averos will be wanted, so to speak. Now, what does that mean? First of all, that's the end of the piece. Now you understand why we had to do the Korach piece before, to really understand what was going on. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, I know you want to get in, but Rav Lecha, Moshe, the Raya Mehemna, is what the Zohar calls him, the shepherd of Amuna, heard Rav Lecha and Rabbono Shalom saying, if I bring you into Eretz Yisrael, it's over. But you only have Rav. You sure you want to keep going? And that's when Moshe backed off and said, oh, if there are still neshamos that need it, and me going in will end it, I'm done. Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Moshe did for us. You know? Meaning, we've said this already in this setting, but you know, we like to think, Rabbono Shel Olam, how much longer can I do these nisyonos that you've given me? How much longer can I deal with the same thing over and over? I'm just, am I failing? Like, what's going on? Am I failing? But no, you realize that the longer you fight these things, the longer you push, the longer it takes to get to your, so to speak, geula, on your own personal level, it's doing something, it's fixing something, it's adding to the point where when you look back after Mashiach comes, nirtza avona means your things that you've fallen on will be wanted, meaning you'll understand why you had to go through those to get to where you are. Yes, oh, I wouldn't do it any other way. Right? When a Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashiach come and say, Yengala, right? They say, my child, come here, we're going to show you now. Look what it did. Okay, I didn't realize this. Okay, wow, I should have trusted you. Should have told you. I was bitachon. Yes, my child, you should have. But that's the nisayon. That's why it's a test. Because if I would have shown it to you, it wouldn't have been a test. It's not a test when your Rebbe reads the questions right before the final. Even though I do that all the time because I think it's funny. Kechera, this is the Nechama. This is what Korach was trying to do. You should know that trying to bring of Mashiach is a very dangerous thing. It's been done by tzaddikim throughout the generations. you know, the Chozer Melublin, a descendant of Korach, and the Koznetzer Magid, and the Rabbi Nachum Mendel Merimonov, I think it was in the year 1815, they tried to create like a trifecta and tried to bring Mashiach. Again, this is Kabbalistic. Obviously, I don't know the secrets that are going on, but with all three of their powers together, these unbelievable tzaddikim, they thought through Napoleon's wars that this was going to be it, that they could force Mashiach. Because Klal Yisrael were in a really bad way, right? 1815 is not like a banner year for easy to be a Jew, right? So you guys know the story? You know what happens? Yeah, it's the window story. So, okay, Bekitzer, the Chozer Melublin says, as long as the Koznetzer and the Rimanover are doing what they're doing, so on Simchas Torah night, we're going to do it. They felt through whatever they could feel that that was the time that was Masuga, one of these, I guess, times that the Rabbeinu Bechaya says. But the Koznetzer Magid was Nifter before Simchas Torah, on Hoshan Rabba, I think, and the Chozer didn't know. It was in a different town, Koznetzer Melublin. He didn't realize it. Simchas Torah night, he goes up to his shtib, to his room, dark room, and he says to his Rebbetzin, don't stop watching the door. I'm going in. Now, if you know anything about the Chozer, you already know that everything was already unbelievably beyond normal. But something happens. The Rebbetzin was like pulled away by some noise of screaming or crying that she heard. The second she gets pulled away, all of a sudden she hears an explosion in the room, and she like can't get through. She runs into the room, and the Chozer is not in the room. My Rav of Weitz said that he knows someone who saw the window in the Chozer's shtib, that it's like this big. The window was broken, and the Chozer wasn't in the room, and they found him like 1,000 feet out, all broken, like crumpled. And he said something to the effect of, by Tisha B'Av, I don't remember the exact words. It has to do with being a shakel, but by Tisha B'Av something, and he was nifter that Tisha B'Av. And Mashiach did not come. And, if it wasn't Lulid Mistafina that we have such gedolim here, you know, there are other tzaddikim who were huge tzaddikim who passed away in 1994, big rabbis, that also were really, really trying to bring Mashiach like as quickly as possible. And he was an unbelievable tzaddik, and like the world is different because of him. You understand what I'm referencing now, right? And when he was nifter, you know, a whole movement was broken. Like they're walking around like a shtickle broken because they don't know what to do. It's very, very difficult. We want Mashiach, but in the end, we have to trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Okay, chevra. Should be able to be Mekabel Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehera B'yameinu Shah Tov V'Matzlacha.